I know it's not going to affect the elderly. It better not. The people that's on Medicare that's worked hard all their life.
I would imagine that if I don't take health insurance, I'll have to pay the fee just like no one else, if that's what's going on at all.
I'm a single mother right now. I'm just trying to start my life over right now.
Since this is such a great program, I can't understand why anybody would be against it and what possible reason they could have for not wanting children and families to be covered by health insurance.
It's funny how things sneak up on you, isn't it? Birthdays, taxes, health care. To be fair, we've heard a lot, years of a lot about the new health care laws, but mostly we've heard catchphrases. Death panels, birth control, sky-high rates, socialism, and big government in my business. We've also heard 40 or 41 attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But what we have heard very little about are the facts about how the new laws will work. And there's some pretty good reasons for that. Media is not telling us too much. It's a very complicated process, and much of it is still simply unknown. At Via Christi, in the emergency room, or emergency department, as they now refer to it, they know about how many patients they will take care of each day. Today, they're over their average for St. Joseph and St. Francis, about 200. Their average is 180. Joseph Akif is director of nursing for emergency services.
Mondays and Sundays are busiest days of the week kind of scenario. You also will see from a patient encounter perspective, most of our patients start about 11 a.m. and will go till about 2 a.m. So we know that the volume will fall back down after 2 a.m. and then it picks back up again in the morning. So we do kind of track that so that we can staff to have enough staff here when the patients are here.
But an emergency is not what it used to be. There are still the awful car crashes and the gunshot wounds, but people are showing up here with colds and flu and with things that they have just let go too long.
We do see already a large amount of individuals who use the emergency department as their primary source of care. We do find from 2008 on during the economic crisis time, a lot of people, because they didn't have the money, would wait longer to come to get care. So when they did get to the ED, they did have a higher acute situation end up becoming admissions at that point in time. Whereas if they could have maintained that preventative care or other care outside of the hospital, say in a physician's office or clinic, they may have averted that admission from the emergency department.
And this emergency type health care does not come cheap. Any hospital that accepts Medicare payments has to treat anyone who needs care without regard to anything, including ability to pay. Via Christi wrote off $46.8 million in charity care last year, and Wesley $11.8. These numbers grow significantly when you consider unpaid Medicaid and other unpaid care debt. Hospitals and emergency rooms are the utmost in health care, but sometimes you're buying a riding lawnmower when what you need are small pruning shears. At the other end of the healthcare cost scale are clinics like Grace Med. They're designed to serve the uninsured, the underinsured, and people who have Medicaid, CanCare, and even private insurance. They're a safety net place where people without much means can get medical tests and care, plus dental and vision. And they can keep away mostly from the emergency room.
Just to give you an example, a family that has income under 100% of federal poverty level, if they would come here for their first visit where we do a full workup of their medical history, what prescriptions they're taking, what symptoms that they now exhibit, we do a full workup, including lab tests.
Dave Sanford is CEO of Grace Med Health Clinic, Inc.
That's $50. For any subsequent visit to come in for, say, a follow-up on diabetes or hypertension, it would be a $25 charge.
Sanford says that on average, every patient visit costs the facility $147. So the clinic has to go after federal grants and federally and state subsidized patients.
For us, 50% of our patients have some form of insurance and 50% are uninsured. And we know that we have to keep that balance between the two or we would go broke and have to close our doors. And so we really advocate for CanCare, Medicare, private insurer patients. because we have to get more of those folks in order to provide more care for more uninsured people.
Sanford sees the Affordable Care Act as a possibility for the people who come to the clinic and the clinic itself. He has 14,000 uninsured patients right now, and he's looking through Grace Med's outreach to get 5 to 10% of those to sign up.
Because if they're paying $25 for a doctor visit now, but yet when they're covered by insurance, say we get paid $67 for that same visit, it will help the clinic and be able to give us an opportunity to continue to expand and meet more needs in the community.
Obamacare makes it possible for people to afford health care, people who could not afford it before, by offering tax cuts to help with the costs. But all low-income people will not get help. There is a donut hole where people make too much money for Medicaid but don't make enough. Yes, they don't make enough money for assistance under the new law. This is because Kansas and many other states opted out of the Act's full plan, which would have expanded Medicaid to cover that group. Dave Sanford.
And so there's been no going back and adjusting for those states who didn't adopt an expansion in Medicaid. So we're going to be leaving all those folks, probably hundreds and thousands in Kansas, out in the cold when it comes to any coverage through the Affordable Care Act.
But on the positive side, let's look at cancer. People who have had pre-existing conditions such as the Big C, heart disease, or whatever, have often been excluded from insurance coverage, or their policy would carve out a part of their body to exclude from coverage, or the premiums for cancer survivors would climb so high that no one could pay them.
There is no more to that, sorry, you've had cancer, you can't have.
Oncology Service Line Administrator for Via Christi Hospitals, Keisha Humphreys.
We can treat those patients. There are so many patients right now who are survivors who you can't get insurance, and this is going to be a blessing for them. Not only that, but their children can be covered, which has been very, very beneficial. You know, we have lots of young breast cancer patients before they would not have had insurance. So these are some real benefits that we're seeing with this Health Care Act.
Humphreys does worry that some of the clinical trials may not be covered and that it's possible that a few of the most expensive cancer drugs will be off-listed. This is one of the unknowns right now. There are a lot of them, and there are flaws, and there are things that will not work. But right now it's the law, and individuals and groups will need to find out what the rules mean to them. Tomorrow we'll look at the ACA and what people in business and insurance have to say. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.